We're ready. We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Piri Varivya, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Vav. Va'ayin Heitev Bahatoyra Hanal, Rav Nosson Zal says, study carefully the chapter of Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, the Torah that's entitled Tikkun Techocha, u'bidvareinu b'makoymoy shebiarnu k'tzas dvorav hakdoshim hanayroim ha'ele. And also look in the different places in Likutei Halachos, in Rav Nosson Zal's words, where he expounded on that chapter on Likutei Moran, on the Torah Tikkun Techocha, v'hovein heitev eich mekusher hakol yachad. And try to understand well how all the different concepts that are mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran, how they fit together very well. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify this for us a little bit. Ki mitchilo medaber migoidel malas hatfilo shel habal koyach. In the beginning of that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the incredible power of a tzaddik who is called a bal koyach, a tzaddik who has the knowledge to know what channel to use for tefillah, when he can use the standard channels, where he's pleading for Hashem's kindness, and when that channel is messed up, and he can no longer use that, and he has to use a tefillah bebechinas din, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there. A tefillah that's coming from a place of gvura. And when the tzaddik does that, when the tzaddik realizes that he can't be using the regular channel of tefillah, and he has to resort to a type of tefillah bebechinas din, what happens is that tefillah is packaged, it says din on it. And when the Sitrachra sees din, it says, hey, that's for me. I'm din. And the Sitrachra tries to swallow that tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran, that tefillah gets stuck in the throat of the Sitrachra and causes the Sitrachra to regurgitate, to give back, to return everything that it had swallowed up previously. All the prayers of Klal Yisrael and mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, which if they're not done properly, the Torah tells us that there are certain times that our mitzvahs and our prayers can go to the Sitrachra. So when the tzaddik gives forth this tefillah bebechinas din, this has the ability to extract and rescue from the Sitrachra all the souls and prayers and mitzvahs that the Sitrachra succeeded in swallowing it up. Ad shemoitzi gam mikirba ubitna. To the time, sometimes when a person vomits, after they finish vomiting up food, they end up vomiting up their insides, their kishkes, it's called. So until the Sitrachra actually ends up giving up its insides, bechinas nafshois hagerim, which is represented by souls of converts, non-Jews who convert. So that's the first topic that Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on in that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'acharkach, afterwards, medaber al hapasuk uval yoimer shochein cholisi. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to expound on this pasuk about what it means when a new neighbor joins the community of Jews. He joins a shul, he joins a yeshiva. Me'inyan hanoira hanal shel oitzim ribui habatim shenasim al yidei shenedvasev shochein la kibbutz hakodesh. Rabbeinu Zal there goes on to show from the Sefer Yetzirah how many buildings are built up in heaven, spiritual buildings, when an additional person comes and joins a Jewish gathering, a gathering for tefillah, a gathering for Torah, or for mitzvah. Ube'emes, now Rav Nosson Zal says, however, the truth is, koilo chad, what we mentioned earlier, the first concept that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Likutei Moran, about the tefillah in the format of din. Ki al yedei shemoitzi kama nefoshes miYisrael shoyu nevloim mamish basitrachra, because when a tzaddik succeeds in giving forth that tefillah bebechinas din, and the sitra achra swallows it, and it gets stuck, and the sitra achra ends up being forced to give back, to return many souls that it had swallowed up previously, bivein mitzula ve'ein mamad, rachmar al-san, and those souls were deep, deep in darkness, in the domain of the sitra achra, v'gam moitzi nafshayis hagerim, and the sitra achra is forced to spit up, to return, souls of converts, new converts who come and join the Jewish people, elu hanefoshayis biatzmon, heim heim bechinas hashchenim hanitvasvim al kibbutz Yisrael. Those new souls are the ones who Rabbeinu Zal is speaking about, that now they come and join the Jewish community. They get added on, these new members, these additional members. Shaydezeh misrabe kvoido yisporach moid. And this increases Hashem's kavod tremendously. Every time there are new members, people who until now did not recognize Hashem's authority, Hashem's kingdom, and they choose to accept Hashem's authority and kingdom, that makes Hashem a greater king. Ki mezgadel beis hatfila beribui batim atzume moid kanal. Because the house of prayer, when these new people, these additional people start coming to pray, the beis tefila gets elevated, gets multiplied, and the results, what it generates in heaven, gets multiplied to incredible numbers. Before we continue, I want to mention that today's shir is Leilo Nishmas, Reb Lazer Wolf Ben Zvi Hirsch, whose yahrzeit is today, Chof Beis Adar. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'hakoil al yedei hatfila. And all of this is really, really brought about through tefillah, shema oiraram lehispalel bekavona, whereby the tzaddik is one who has the ability to inspire people that are close to him to daven with kavona. Kavona means with concentration, that your mind and heart are totally connected to your mouth when you're speaking to Hashem. Hein oison shelo yispalu klal bekavona. Whether we're speaking about people who until that point in time were not davening with kavana at all, oy shehispalu ktsas bekavana, or they were davening with a little bit of kavana here and there every once in a while. They'd think about what they were saying, aval hoya ma'at demat, but it was only a drop of a drop. V'hakavana hoya betzimtzum ubekatnus otzum. And their level of kavana was very constricted, very tiny. Shenikra b'chinas shena, which would be considered like sleep, legabi kavon amitis, compared to a person who has real kavona when they're davening. We know a person sometimes is listening to some, they could be listening to a shir or something like that, and they're half asleep. You know, and they're concentrating, they're hearing it a little bit, but not all of it. And suddenly you shut the table, you ask the person, were you listening? Yeah, I was listening. What did you hear? I heard something about such and such, because let's say 10% of their brain was engaged in what they were listening to, 90% wasn't. The same thing is regarding tefillah. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about, we mentioned this in the previous year, that majority of people, majority of Jews, observant Jews, when they daven, have very little kavona. And it's only those who are privileged to come close to true tzaddikim. One of the things that true tzaddikim are able to do for a Jew is to lift him up to a place where he really comes to realize how special tefillah is and knows that this is something that I have to take very seriously and really apply myself. Lahavdil, like a person getting into a car, person who hasn't driven much before and they're getting into a car for the first time or second time, they know they have to be extremely alert while they're driving to watch everything that's going on, especially if instead of the car being a standard car, they're told that the car's a Rolls Royce, it cost $500,000, this car. Now go ahead, take it for a spin. And you see the level of concentration of the person's being alert. V'hakoil choyo al yedei avoinoiseyem horabim upigomeyem. And what caused these people until now not to have kavana in tefillah, not to be concentrating? It's the many sins that they committed and the many things they did wrong. V'ho ikar al yedei pegam habris b'chinas ma'ase zimri. And one of the things that affects this the most is when a person chas v'shalom commits sins related to the bris, related to purity in the relationship between men and women, like Zimri, the chief of the Shevet Shimon. V'hatzadik loichem ba'adom b'tfila b'b'chinas dinanal. And the tzadik fights on behalf of these people with his tefillah, which is in the form of din, ad shemoitzio yisom me'asit rachra, to the point where he succeeds in rescuing these people, getting these people out of the hands of and out of the control of the sit rachra, u'ma'oirarom, and he inspires them, u'mekitzam, and he wakes them up, lehispalel b'kavona, to start davening with kavona, really putting their heart into it and their mind into it. Azai misrabim habatim baribu yotzim bekama bechinois. And when a person davens that way, then their tefillah has the power to generate these batim, these heavenly batim. Kimavur shom, because Rabbeinu Zal had explained over there in Likutei Moran, shehabatim nasim al yidei bechinas sholoi shavonim boinoi shishobatim. Arba, Esrim, the Arba canal. Rabbeinu Zal showed the formula that the Sefer Yetzira gives, that when you have three stones, you can form six different combinations from them. If you have A, B, and C, you can form AB, BC, AC, CA, you know, and so on and so forth. When you have four, you can form 24 combinations. Five, it's 120. It's called factorial. It keeps jumping. Ad v'chulu, until it jumps into the millions and trillions. Sheze nemar kipshutoi b'sefer Yetzira al inyan hatevois. This process is described al pipshat in the Sefer Yetzira, which was written by Avram Avinu, one of the earliest Sifrei Kabbalah that we have. And the Sefer Yetzira there is referring to words of tefillah or words of Torah. Sheteva bas arba oisiois, so that a word that's made up of four letters, like Hashem's name Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, boina esrim viarbo tzirufim, you can form 24 different combinations out of those four letters. You can reshape them in 24 different ways. Ubas chamesh, a word that has five letters, like Hashem's name Elokim, may of esrim, you can form 120 different combinations. V'chulu, etc. V'admor ezal pirishoinyin linyin hanefoshois. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran took this a step further and applied this to Jewish souls. K'may shekosel sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'ato, and now, boi ure'e v'hovein shakol echod. Watch how you're going to see how it's all really one. Ki toisves hanefoshois, v'toisves ho'oisiyos shel hatevois, hakol echod. Because the adding, the introducing of new souls, additional souls, and the additional of letters, adding new letters, is all one. Because we mentioned in the previous year that the word Yisrael is yesh shishim ribui oisiyos la Torah. That every single Jewish soul represents a letter in the Torah. Additional letters, additional souls. Umize tucha lohovin meirochoik kama v'kama shiashuim nifloim nasim al yidei shenetvasef nefesh achas lispalel bekavono ktsas yoiser measher betchila. And based on this, you'll be able to understand a little bit from the distance what kind of pleasure, what kind of heavenly pleasure is generated when one new member comes and joins the fold of people who are davening with kavana, not like they used to, not like they did before. Kilamoshel, because for example, afilu mi shehispalel tchila ktsas bekavana, even a person who until he came to the tzaddik was davening a little bit bekavano, every once in a while he would think of what he was saying when he was davening. Aval loyola mitfilos soikim asora tevois. However, out of his entire shachris, maybe 10 words made it up to heaven. because the rest, he wasn't really putting his heart into it at all. And the Gemara says that a tefillah b'li kavana is like a guf b'li neshama. A tefillah without kavana is like a body without a soul. How much movement does a body move when the soul is not inside? How much movement do you have in a car when you take the battery out? It don't move that far. Same thing with a tefillah that doesn't have a battery in it, it doesn't have kavanah, it, that tefillah stays downstairs. And in addition, this person, before he knew about the concept of a tzaddik, or before he knew about the significance of joining such a chevra, such a group, his tefillah was being presented as John Doe presenting his tefillah to Hashem. Nothing more. It's me, myself, and I, you know, presenting my tefillah to Hashem. But v'achar kach, afterwards, kishenedvaseif el hakibutz hakodosh, when this person decides to join a chevra, to join a group of people who are attached to a tzaddik, now he's not just davening 10 words with kavana, now he's got it up to 100 words. And what he thought was kavana before was like silly putty compared to the way he's davening now. The level of intensity, making sure he says every word like he's punching. Lahavdil, people who learn self-defense, when they teach you how to punch, they show you an example of a person punching somebody in the arm, and the guy shrugs it off. Then a person who knows how to punch gives a punch where he's focusing on the two knuckles and he's releasing his hand the right way. He can break a bone. The same punch, two people throw a punch, one punch touches the flesh, the other punch breaks bone or breaks through bricks. Why? Because it's focused, it's concentrated, it's complete concentration. It's not that this person has steel ball bearings inserted in his knuckles. He's got the same bone knuckles you do. It's just he's been taught a level of concentration that's a different league from what regular people are used to. So now this person is davening 100 words and with much more kavana than earlier. V'hu shochein el hakibutz hakodosh. And he's no longer a lone ranger. He's a member of a gathering, people who are united together. It's not that he walked into a shul where people walking off the street, nobody knows anybody else. They walk in, they make a minyan, they don't know anybody then. They walk out, they still don't know anybody. Nobody, it's just 10 Jews, guys who have a bris milah, tzitzis, and they got together for a minyan. Here we're talking about something completely different. People who are like-minded in their faith in Hashem, in their commitment to Hashem, to the Torah, to a tzaddik, to a particular tzaddik, and now they're getting together and davening. Kama v'kama botim rabim v'atzumim adein keitz nisrabim. Try to imagine the number of buildings that are built from this, heavenly buildings. Hein mitzad ribuy atevois voices v'nekudois, both as a result of the many words and letters and vowels that the person now is giving forth with kavana. Hein mitzad shekol ze nitvasev el hanefoshois horabois, and in addition, he's no longer one person. He's one of 50 or one of 60 people where the numbers are in the billions and trillions of the number of batim that they generate. Now when one additional person comes and joins that kibbutz, Nisrabim habotim beribui otzum bekiflei kiflei kiflaim. The numbers multiply endlessly. Hein mitzat tois v'sanafoshois, both as a result of the additional people that are being introduced. Hein mitzat tois v'sribui ha'oisius v'atevois, and as a result of the new numbers of words and letters. Shenisrabu ato adein cheker, which have increased, you know, in incredible numbers. Va'ayin bedvoreinu b'mokoyim shebiarnu biur upirush alinian hakiflayim shel ribuy abatim. Rabbi Nelson Zal says, take a look in the words that I've written in Chaim Aran, in the Sefer Chaim Aran, paragraph 43, where Abnosan Zalveir expounds on this concept of the multiplication that takes place, the number of buildings that are built at, when an additional person gets added. Umishom tamoid marid umishtoimim. And looking at that, you'll be in shock, in awe. V'tispale mo'oid mo'id. You'll be incredibly impressed. Me'oitzim ribui habatim adein cheker. At the numbers that get generated, the number of buildings that are generated. V'tovin me'rochoik gedulas Hashem. And this will give you an idea, you know, from the distance of the greatness of Hashem. Ugdulas toirosoi, and the greatness of the Torah. Ugdulas hatzadik oemes shegila kolze v'yoser v'yoser, and the greatness of the tzaddik who revealed all of this, who knew about this, who knew what goes on in heaven, what the differences are when 10 people are davening or an 11th person gets added to the equation, and when words are being said with more kavanah or less kavanah. Ugdulas hanefoshos hazoichin lehiskarev el hanilva melov, and the greatness of the souls who are privileged to come close to those who are attached to the tzaddik, not just to the tzaddik, those who come close to those who are attached to him. Umispalalim bekavona, and as a result of that, you see their tefillah is something totally different. Ayin shom hetev, look over there in Chaim Aran well. Utetzarev dvoreinu eila l'shom, and take what we're writing here and attach it to there. Oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das alikim, and this will give you an idea of the greatness of Hashem v'tzadikov and his tzadikim v'toyrosei akdoshe timtza, and you'll find the greatness, understanding of Hashem, tzadikim and Torah. Paragraph Zayin, Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikr ha'kesher v'ha'kibbutz, hu k'shemiskaptzim el ha'kidusha, l'spalel b'kavona, u'v'lachshev tachbulois v'eitzois, l'hisrachek me'chatoim v'avoynois u'pshoim. That what's called a kesher, what's called a band, what's called a group, what's called a club, people use the word a club. A club is where people get together, right? What do they get together for? There are clubs where people get together to take drugs, to listen to disco music. There's clubs where people get together to eat. There's clubs where people get together to play polo. There's a polo club. There's a golfing club. And Lahavdil, and Rav Nosson Zal said before, all of that is nonsense. It's baloney. There's no real serious commitment or connection between the people. And what's attaching them is something that's temporary. Here today, gone tomorrow. You know, people join, go in, go out. Nothing earth-shattering is coming. Nothing permanent, nothing everlasting is coming from that. The only kesher, the only bond, and the only real kibbutz, an organization, a group, is when people are getting together for the sake of holiness, getting together to daven with kavana together and to think of ways to avoid committing sins. Shaidei kol zeh nichlolim bo achdus kanal. Through that, those people become united. That's a unity. That's a oneness. They're joining with number one, which is Hashem, with the oneness of Hashem. Aval hachilkim, whereas those people that oppose that, those people that are opposed to these tzaddikim who have these kind of groups, ein kishrehem nikro kesher klal. Their clubs, their groups, are not considered groups at all. Ki ma'at hatoiv shebohem, because the little bit of good that's in them, sometimes these people could be doing mitzvahs also, they learn a little bit, they daven a little bit, ein yochoil lalois, their good cannot go up to heaven, ki im al yedei hatzadik she'oisek lahalo is gam ha'avoida v'tfilo shelachol kamalo. Other than with the help of the great, great tzaddik, who not only is involved in elevating his own students' tefillah, but he's also involved in elevating the tefillahs and the mitzvahs of those who oppose him. Kimavur b'mokam achar, as is explained in other places in our teachings, like the Arizal says, who's going to be the one to make the tikkun for Koirach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who Koirach spat on and spoke against and opposed, that's going to be the one who's going to have to deal with Koirach's tikkun. The Arizal quotes the pasuk Tzadik Katomor Yifrach, that there's going to come a time when the tzaddik will grow forth like a palm tree. And he says that pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first letters of tzaddik, Katomo Yifroch, are begematria 120, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, after 120 years, will be involved in the tikkun of the last letters of tzaddik, Katomo Yifroch, are Koirach, being Mesakin Koirach. Avol bozeh shecholkim, however, regarding this issue, that these people are opposing the tzaddik, boze hem mechulokim u'mefuzorim mo'id mehoachdus, that causes them to be cut off and dispersed, separated from the oneness which is Hashem, the Torah. Bebechinas pizur l'rishoim, as the pasuk says, pizur, separation, disbursement is good for Rishon. For them, it's good for them not to be united. Ve'ein kishreim kesher klal. Their bond, their unity is nothing. It's nonsense. Lahavda, like the United Nations, you know, anybody knows, anybody that's familiar with that place knows that it's the most disjointed, disunited place on earth. The lowest of the lowest of the lowest. Kikvar hikdim Yaakov Avinu lehispalil al zeh, because Yaakov Avinu already prepared tefilos for this when he was mespalil besoidom al tovay nafshi bekoholam al teichat kvoidi, that when people are going to try to make these kind of gatherings, we spoke about Shimon and Levi, that when Zimri ben Soli is going to try to make a gathering, he's going to try to make a club of people who marry, who have relations with the Midianite women, or Koirach is going to try to make his club with his 250 Roshei Sanhedrin, Yaakov Avinu was mispalil that his holiness should not have any part in that. He should not be included in that whatsoever. So now, in the past two shiurim, in this shiur and the previous shiur, Rav Nosson Zal expounded a lot on Shimon and Levi. Now he continues to Yehuda. And this is why right after Yaakov Avinu spoke such harsh words about Shimon and Levi, he goes on to Yehuda and he says, Yehuda, ato yoiducho achecho. You are the most praiseworthy one of all your brothers. Shehischil Yaakov acharkach lekare ves Yehuda achar shekinter esorishoinim. Yaakov Avinu started reaching out and bringing Yehuda close after he had taken a punch at Shimon and Levi. Kama Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in Parshas Vayechi. Ki Yehuda Bechinas David Moshiach, because we know that Yehuda represents David HaMelech, who comes from him, and Moshiach, Sheyotza Mimenu, who comes from Yehuda. It's brought the Pasuk, V'hoyo Hashem LeMelech. Hashem will place his name by the king. The word Yehuda has Yud Kei Vav Kei in it, Hashem's name, and the letter Dalet, which stands for Dovr HaMelech, which comes from him. Sha'al Zeh Marameis Kol Berchosoi Shel Yehuda. This is what the whole bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda over there is all about Dovr HaMelech and Moshiach, Kamo Shekosu B'Targum, Ubepirush Rashi. If you take a look in the Targum Unkelus and Rashi, they show there that Yaakov Avinu was foretelling all about the kingdom of David HaMelech and Moshiach, which would come from Yehuda. Hainu Sheromazloi. Yaakov Avinu was hinting to Yehuda, She'ikar HaKibbutz Shel Yisrael, that the main organization, the main gathering of the Jews, Shaydeze Tovoy HaGaula, which is going to lead to the Gaula, Hualidei Bechinas David Moshiach, is going to come through Dover HaMelech Moshiach, She'yotza Mimenu, who comes from Yehuda. She'olov Nemar, about him it says, Unefutzois Yehuda Yekabetz. He's going to gather together all those from Yehuda who are spread out. Sheyekabetz horechoikimoi. He's going to gather together all those who are far, far away, who have become distant from Hashem and from the Torah. Lahoisif Shchenim Rabim al Yisrael. To add many new neighbors to Klal Yisrael. Shaydeze Iker Hiskarvus Hagula. And this is what's going to really, really bring close the Gula. We see a little bit of this. We see this in the Rosh Hashanah of Rabbeinu Zal in Uman. We see a phenomena that people look at in awe. This is the most incredible thing, that Breslov, which until 20 years ago was looked upon as the smallest, lowest Jewish Orthodox group, those who consider them Orthodox, you know, those who were willing to register them with the standard groups, the lowest and the smallest. And suddenly we see a change where in terms of reaching out, in terms of being able to bring hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands people from all four corners of the earth, to bring them together for Yiddishkeit, for tefillah, for a major tefillah gathering. You know, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tefillah. Most of the day is spent in tefillah. This phenomenon, we see it also Lag BaOmer to a degree in a village called Miron. It's not even a city, it's a kfar. And we see hundreds of thousands of people gathering, not just from all over Eretz Yisrael, but people coming on planes from across the world to join together in tefillah, especially. There's learning also, but no one will deny the Iker is tefillah there. Tefillah, both crying, bechi, and shirois. There's crying. Inside it's Yom Kippur, outside it's Simchas Torah. But it's all tefillah and tefillah, you know, with such incredible power. Vesehu, and this is why Yaakov Avinu says there, Yehuda, ato yoiducho achecho. You are the one whom all the brothers praise the most. Shekol achecho ye'ehovu oischa. All your brothers are going to like you. Ve'yoidu v'yeshabcho oischa. They'll praise you. V'yiskaptzu kula melecho. And they're all going to gather to you. Yodcha ba'oiref oivecho. Your hand will be on the back of your enemy. You're going to grab your enemy by the back of his neck. Shetachnia v'sakor kol acholkim v'amoinim. You're going to succeed in bringing about the downfall and the elimination of all your opposition. V'yishtachfu lecho b'nei avicha. And all your brothers will bow to you. Shekol Yisrael sheyotzu me'arba noshov. Meaning that all the Jews who were born to all the four wives of Yaakov Avinu, Sheyesh bohem shinui deois rabim vatsumim oy, who are all completely different. Each one of them has their own mindset. Kulam yishtachavu v'yikonu elov. All of them will bow and submit to Moshiach, to Dover HaMelech. Vezehu gur Arya Yehuda. And this is why he's compared. A gur is a lion cub, a baby lion. Arya is a fully mature lion. Shenemar al David. This pasuk is written about Dover HaMelech. Batchila gur, he started out like a lion cub. Ulabasoif arye, kitargumay, as the Targum says there, shiltoin yehe b'sheruya. His kingdom will be very, very strongly established. Kol ze b'chinas v'oirach tzadikim ko'or noiga choylech v'oir at nechoin hayoim. All of this is tied into the pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, the path of the tzaddikim will be like a spotlight, a bright light that shines forth until the full light of day. She'af al pi shebatchila hamemshola bekatnus moid, meaning that even though in the beginning the malchus of kedusha seems very small, very tiny, Aval achar kach yizgaber v'yisrabe moid. But afterwards, it's going to grow and pick up speed and multiply. Why? Ki miteref b'ni olisa. Why was Yehuda zeichet to this? Because he did not participate in tearing up Yosef, in shredding Yosef HaTzadik. She'en l'cha shum chelek b'hatorfim es HaTzadik. Because you are not involved at all in those people who tear up tzaddikim, who make fun of and mock the true tzaddikim. Bechinas Yosef, who are represented by Yosef, is called tzaddik. Ki b'chol mokim she'yesh machloikis the sitrachra, ein l'cha shum chelek b'hem. Because wherever there was an opposition that came from the Yetzirah, you, Yehuda, stayed out of it. You did not participate at all. Adarabba, just the opposite. Ato oyev shalom, v'roidev shalom, u'mekarei v'sabriyo sel ha-toira. You love peace, and you pursue peace, and you bring people close to Torah and Tefillah. L'hoisif u'legadel es kibbutz ha-kodesh. Trying to increase the numbers of religious Jews, of observant Jews. It's brought, the Gemara says, that the name of Moshiach is going to be Menachem Ben Amiel. There's different opinions on this in the Gemara. The final opinion is that his name is Menachem Ben Amiel. The Meforshim bring that the first letters of Menachem Ben Amiel, Mem Bei Zayin, are the first letters of Miteref Beni Olisa. That because Yehuda was zeicha not to participate in Machloikis, when the brothers were planning to kill Yosef HaTzadik, he's the one who said, Ma Betza, what are we going to gain from it? What's going to come out of this? So that this inyan of not participating in going again, opposing tzaddikim, this is what gave him the schus to have Moshiach come from his shevet. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, Kora rovatz ko'ari, Uchelovi miyikimenu. He crouches and lies down like a lion or like a female lion. Who can make him stand up? Bechinas, and this is tied into another pasuk where it says, Hein om kelovi yokum. They are a nation, referring to Klal Yisrael, who stand up like a lion, the cha'ari yisnasa, and they carry themselves with greatness like a male lion. Lo yishka, they will not rest. Ad yoichal teref, until they eat their fill. V'dam chalolim yishta, and they drink the blood of those who they've killed. Shenemar al oitzim hamelchomois, sheloichim bechinas David im kol minei cholkim. This pasuk is written about all the battles that David HaMelech would have to fight against all the different opposition that he faced. Ad sheyoichal tarpom, until he would eat their flesh. What does that mean? Shemoitzi mehem kol hanefoshoi shebolu kanal. This goes back to what we spoke about in the beginning, where the tzaddik has the ability to extract from the sitrachra the souls and the mitzvahs that the sitrachra had swallowed up, to take that out of them and bring that back into the kedusha. At shemoitzi gam hagerim, to the point where these tzaddikim are even zeicha to be makariv gerim. Shezeo b'chinas v'dam chalolim yishte, as the pasuk says there, and the Targum says, v'nichse amemayo yeros. They will inherit the possessions of the other nations, referring to converts. Shem b'chinas gerim, kama shekosu batura v'im arikim sakeim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 17, shayideze hum moisef shcheinim rabim. Through this, the tzaddik is zoiche to bring many new members to the fold, shaydeze tiskarev hagula, and this is what's going to bring the geula, bring about the geula, shetovoy al yedei zera Yehuda v'kanal, which is going to be brought to us especially through the descendants of Shevet Yehuda, Dovra Melech. Paragraph tes. V'zehu lo yosur shevet miyehuda u'mechoykek mibein raglov ad ki yovoi shiloi do Moshiach. The pasuk says there that no shevet, no tribe in Klal Yisrael will leave Yehuda. They'll all be united with Yehuda. Ad ki yovoi shiloi, until shiloi will come, which is a nickname for Moshiach. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word shiloi is bigematria Moshe. Dahainu sheberchoi, that Yaakov Avinu was blessing Yehuda, shafilu betoikev hagolus sa'oroich ba'achris hayomim, that even throughout the long, long exile that we're going to go through, especially, you know, towards the end of days, lo yosur shevet miYehuda u'mechoikek, Shapirish Rashi, Shehem Roshe Golias. Yehuda here refers to the leaders of Klal Yisrael at that time, those who will be the tzaddikim who will lead Klal Yisrael while they're in Golas. Hainu, Afal pi shemizgaber hamemshola de Sitrachra. Even though the kingdoms of the Sitrachra are going to be very powerful, this refers to the kingdoms of non-Jews, whether it's Russia, whether it's America, this one, or it could refer even within the Jewish community, the memshala that is not connected to Torah and mitzvahs, v'sheker and their mizgaber and sheker kamoisha mizgaber, and the falseness gets stronger and stronger. Afal pikein, despite that, be'avduseinu lo yazavanu elokeinu, even though we're in a state of servitude, we're in exile, Hashem has not forsaken us. V'lo yosur shevet u'moishel memshola mu'etes amitis miYehuda. There will always be a certain aspect of malchus, of authority, of leadership from Yehuda, of real leadership, genuine leadership. U'mechoikek, mechoikek refers to Talmidei Chachamim, shehem balei Torah, hakoisim v'choikekim b'piyam u'bilshoinam, eitz sofer moher. Mechoikik means one who carves out, one who engraves. This refers to the Talmidei Chachamim, who write with their tongues. They ube'eit sofer mamish, and with their pens, they write svarim. V'zehu mibein raglov, that no, the shvotim will not leave from between their legs. What is between their legs? Shehem bechinas habonim v'hatalmidim ha'hoilchim acharat sosam. This refers to the children of tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim and their students who follow their advice, who follow the advice of the tzaddikim, shenikroim raglim. And the students and children are referred to as the feet, the legs. Bechina says, the Gemara says in Erevin, page 70, bro kara davua, a son is an extension of the father. Kara means like the leg. And as the pasuk says also in Chumash in Parshas Yisro, when Yisro said the entire nation that is at your feet, Shepirish Rashi, haholchim acharat soscha, meaning they follow your direction, the way you walk, they follow the way you're walking and they go in your path, they follow your advice. Shehem bechina satalmidim kanal. This refers to the talmidim of the true tzaddikim. Shelo yosuru v'lo yisbatlu chas v'shalom. They will never cease to be. No matter how big the golos is, no matter how powerful the sitrach is, there will always be tzaddikim. They'll always be who have their followers. Ad ki yovoi shiloi, until shiloi will come, until this will lead to the coming of shiloi. Kaideze tiskarev hagula, because this is what's going to bring close the gula. Vezehu veloi yikas amim. And this is why the pasuk concludes over there by Yehuda, and to him will gather all the nations. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi says, aseifa soamim, a gathering of nations. Hainu b'china sanal, shekol horechoike ma'oid, yisasfu el hakibbutz. All those who are very, very far will gather to this holy gathering of the tzaddik. Afilu ho'isim ma'isa'akum, even those who are involved in idols, idol worship. Shekisheshovin b'tshuva, hein b'chinas geirim mamish, where when they do tshuva, they become actual geirim. V'chein afilu geirim mamish me'ho'akum. And also, here he's talking about filu ha'oisim asakim, even Jews who behave like goyim, meaning secular Jews, Jews who assimilated, who have no visible connection to Torah and mitzvahs, when they do tshuva, they are like geirim. And now Rav Nosson says, v'chein afilu geirim mamish me'akim, and then you have actual geirim, people coming from non-Jewish nations, kulam yiskatsu v'yisvasvu, all of them will gather together. Shaydeze yisrabu habotem aniflom adin keitz, and this will generate numbers of these batim in heaven, in the trillions, in the billions, shalideze tovoy hagula b'mheira b'yameinu. And this is what will bring about the redemption speedily in our time. Paragraph Yud. Now Rav Nosson Soloveitchik is going to address a very, very big question. And this is why it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Shafilu alidei bnei beknishta chodah, that even if there will be just one shul of people who are really united and religious and davening with kavana, oy masa chodah, or one neighborhood, one place, if they will do a real tshuva, tovoy hagula, the gula is going to come. Ashelechoira hadovar tamua. Rav Nosson says there seems to be something very hard to understand here. Eich yistakein kol ha'olam alidei miut tzadikim uksherim koela shem rak mosachoda. How in the world are you going to fix 13 million Jews or 15 million Jews or 9 billion people by one Beit Knesset, one shul becoming very religious, or one area, shem rak masachoda, one city, one place, mikolshkein Beit Knishtachoda, and especially if you're talking about one shul, how in the world can they make such a difference? Achal pianal, however, based on that chapter on Likutei Moran, mevoyer umuvon hadovar heitev, you could understand the mathematics perfectly clearly, very well. Because even if you have one group of 50, 60, 100 people, whatever it is, Yisrabu habatim alidei ribui hatsirufim beribui otzum kozekanal. If you follow the formula that the Sefer Yetzirah gave, that when you have the right connection, when it's a real kesher, not when it's baloney, it's people who happen to live in the same neighborhood, they happen to daven in the same shul, but there's no real connection, there's nothing really uniting them. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are really completely united in their faith in Hashem, in their faith in tzaddikim, in their commitment to Torah. They're really, really united. Then we said the numbers go 3 becomes 6, 4 becomes 24, 520. The minute you hit 12, 13, you're in the billions. You hit 20, you're in numbers that you can't count. You need to write like 500 numbers out. It goes out like 500 numbers. In the Likutei Moran that have the commentary in the back, the Parbrois L'Chachma, he quotes, he works out, he gives you like the numbers like till 13, and you see it ends up being like 100 numbers across the board. What factorial in mathematics, how many heavenly batim are generated when 13 people get together for real, properly, you know, in Avodas Hashem. Through this will be fulfilled the pasuk Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, that Hashem will build up Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim also means Yira Sholem, Shleimus Hayira, which means real tefillah, and Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, by the Jews who are far, far away being gathered in. The only one who can do this is a tzaddik who is so great, he is such a bal koyach, such power, that he's involved in all the different tikkunim that are defined there in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Sheboine kol habatim anal. He's the one who's building, who's generating all of these batim. Shalideze yistakein hakoil. And this will have the ability to fix everything, to fix millions of Jews and billions of non-Jews. The numbers will work out, no problem. What the tzaddik is cranking out, he can outrun them any day, the numbers. Just like the Balatanya once said, on the bracha that we make, Chanun hamarbe lesloyach. The word marbe means a lot, ribui means a lot, and ribui also means more than. The Balatanya said, you want to know how big Hashem is? Hashem is Chanun hamarbe lesloyach. He has more forgiveness than you could ever commit sins. Let's say you work out and you really get good at it, and you get to a point where you start off doing 100 sins an hour, and then you get to a point where you can do 1,000 sins an hour. And again, you start off doing baby sins, and then it gets bigger, where each sin is like a grand slam. So it's not, the Baal HaTanya said, Hashem is marbe l'sloya. However quick you can run in sin and evil, Hashem's power to forgive is greater, is bigger. So too the tzaddikim, who have the power to put together this type of a unit, a commando unit of people who are united properly for kiddusha, for tefillah b'kavon and everything, they can generate numbers that can far, far exceed an explosion that can far, far exceed the ra, the evil that's being cranked out by the rest of the world. Paragraph Yud Aleph, we'll just finish this paragraph for now. V'zeh, this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 37, Toiv ma'at latzadik mehamoin reshoim rabim. A few by the tzadik are better than a multitude of many, many reshoim. Ki ma'at hanefosha is hameskarvim latzadik, because the few souls that are zecher to come close to the tzadik, misrabim mehem botim rabim v'nefloim keila, they generate millions and billions of these heavenly batim, shaydeze yistakin hakoil, and this will have the ability to repair everything. V'yizgabru al kol hamoim reshoim rabim, and they will overtake, they will exceed the multitudes, the millions of reshoim, shehem ribui hacholkim, which is the many, many who oppose the tzaddik. Bechinas machlokes koirachana, like in the machlokes of Koirach, where it was 250 rabbis plus Koirach, plus that went against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, a small little group. Ki ma'at min ho'emes, doiche harbe min ha'sheker, because a little bit of the truth has the ability to outshine, to outdo a lot of falseness. As is brought in Sforim, a little bit of light, you have a room, a large room that's 1,000 cubic feet. You light a match, and the flame of the match is like a half an inch, and that half an inch flame illuminates the room. You can see your way around the room. Vakoil al yidei bechina sanal, all based on what we spoke about earlier, al yidei oitzim ribui habatim sheboine, through the multitude and multitude of these batim that the tzaddik builds, benefloys nerois koichoi, through his incredible power, al yidei ribui hatzirufim hakdoishim, through the different combinations that are formed by the many words of tefillah that are being said with kavana, and by the many souls that are interacting that are generating these huge numbers. Rav Nosnal says now, va'ayin oid b'mokam acher, take a look in another place, shedibarnu me'inyin hatzirufim hanefloim hanal, where we spoke about these combinations, v'shezeu shayach linyin machloikas koirach, and how this relates to the battle that took place between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, k'moshe nizbar behilchas nizkei shcheinim halacha dalet, as is discussed in Choshen Mishpat, your Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, in this chapter, Ayin Sham, look over there. We'll hold it here for now. In the next paragraphs, Rav Nosson Sal is going to take a Gemara in Soita, where the Gemara describes how many commitments we made at Har Sinai, like how many times we signed and co-signed and co-signed on each one's commitments to Hashem. And the Gemara shows that the numbers run into trillions. Like every Jew has trillions of knots, of ropes, of commitment to Hashem and to the Torah. And Rav Nosson asks, like, how in the world is it possible to fulfill, to achieve those numbers? How do you get to those numbers? And he's going to show that that's what Rabbeinu Zal showed us here, that when Jews are together, they're davening together, they're learning, they're doing mitzvahs as a unit, the multiplication that takes place by the bouncing off, that they bounce off each other, and it leads to numbers that can even exceed the numbers that the Gemara gives there of the arvus, the commitment, the co-signing, that each one of us signed up on 600,000 mitzvahs, each one of us signed up on every other Jew's commitment to fulfill the 613 mitzvahs. I signed on 613 times. I signed on your obligation for each one of the 613 and multiply that times 600,000 Jews. You know, what kind of numbers you're going into. Rav Nosson says it's overwhelming, it's ridiculous, it's impossible. Not impossible. If you follow the formula that we have here, these numbers far, far exceed the numbers that the Gemara gives there. We'll hold it over here for now.